webmaster, our webmaster, Paige. Paige is her name. And today, Paige, we're on a new class under the Scottsdale Bible Women's Bible Study Group. The title of it is The Life and Times of Jesus the Messiah. It's week one. The date is January 21st, 2020. And we are asking the question, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? So I'm going to ask you to please write down at the back of your handout. You can do it in pencil. If you don't like your answer, you can always erase or, you know, use the handy-dandy whiteout, but that always makes a mess, or so it seems. But if you would write down what you think is the answer to this question that I'm going to ask. Why did Jesus come to earth? Why did Jesus come to earth? And this is for your eyes only. You do not need to share it with anyone. You don't even need to share it with your table mates. Just write this down. You know, why Jesus came to earth? And as you're doing that, your handout begins with Galatians 4:4. I'm going to draw your eyes to that. And it says, when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Is there a chair that needs, there's an extra chair there, right? Okay. Thanks. Is that Jill? Yes, thanks, Jill. Thank you. So let me read that again. When the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. This is my favorite Christmas verse. This verse speaks volumes. How? In what way? Good question to always ask. Why is this being said? What does it mean? What is this teaching us? And we see that two time frames are noted. The first paragraph there in your handout tells us about the two time frames that are encompassed by this verse. See what it says? Eternity past and approximately 6 BC. That sounds a little odd, but what is the 6 BC? We know eternity past. The 6 BC is very possibly when Jesus was sent forth, when he was born of a virgin. And he was born where? In Bethlehem Ephrathah. Some of you know what I'm talking about, some of you don't, but we will get to know that. God sent forth his son. So what does that say to us? He already existed. His son already existed. We see the pre-existence of his son. A lot of people wrestle with that. You know, Jesus was born. He didn't exist before, but he did. This verse proves it, along with so many other verses. He was with God. He is God. He pre-existed. And so Galatians 4:4 is actually telling us, you know what? There's a prequel. There's a prequel to the New Testament. A prequel. You know, like a sequel? This is not a sequel. This is beforehand. We've been studying several passages as a class for the last two semesters in the Messiah, in the Old Testament. And God, and in that study, we've been seeing the messianic theme throughout the Old Testament. We've been looking at the messianic prophecies and the foreshadowings. And God is telling us in Galatians 4:4 that the events in the past have something to do with God the Father sending God the Son. So when you drop down your handout and you see in the fullness of the time, and this is bad Kathy, you see it in italics, cross out in. We could use that, but the verse really says when the fullness of the time, and I'm persnickety about that. So just cross out the in the fullness of time and put when the fullness of time. And fullness, what does fullness mean? If you don't know about blueletterbible.org, check it out. It gives commentary, it gives lexicon. And it's really good to look up what the verses, what the words mean in the Hebrew, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, in the Greek. Okay? And the means completion, fullness as you would expect. Fullness means completion. And in the Greek lexicon, it explains it more. it explains it this way. It's likened, fullness is likened to filling up a ship with cargo, with rowers, with sailors, with commanders, with everything that's needed for that ship to sail. Just keep, you know, ponder with me. And according to God's plan of redemption, Galatians 4:4 is addressing a specific time. We're talking about the fullness, and we're talking about the time when all the religious and cultural and political conditions were in place. They were at their peak in terms of God's plan when he sent forth his son. Actually, the Greek lexicon, I looked up sent forth too. It says it could mean send away. That's huge. When God sent away his son, God sent away his son. What comes to mind? What verse? Philippians 2, when Jesus emptied himself. When he emptied himself, never of his deity. Jesus is always God, but he emptied himself of his glory. And he humbled himself. And he came in the likeness of human flesh. Okay, giving up his glory. Isn't that beautiful? God sent forth his son. He sent away his son. The son has already existed. And the son isn't created. No, son isn't created. Jot down Colossians 1:16-17, because that's not in your handout. It says, by him were all things created that are in heaven and earth. By him and for him. It's talking about Jesus. And he already existed. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. So those are two good verses that you should put in your handout that I neglected to do so. So now let me ask those who were here for the past